So Conrad, tell me first of all how you got involved with this track then.
Well, I've been involved in sort of polar travel for 30 years now. Originally I was a captain in the British Army, specialising in Arctic warfare, and then after I left the Army I just enjoyed doing it. So I just did more and more trips and longer and trips, and then eventually I was lucky enough to do the hard ones, South Pole, North Pole, crossing Greenland. And then people start sort of ringing you up and contacting you, and I was privileged enough to ask to be guide for this expedition for the British team.
And is this the first time you'll have done it?
No, I've been to the South Pole before. My wife and I skied to the South Pole and supported, and then kite skied back. That was quite a big trip. It was probably the second time that it had been done. Amundsen was the first time in 1911. So we were the second, so that was quite good. But this trip's going to have a lot of extra dimensions with the injured service personnel. It's going to present huge challenges.
That is a big part of it, isn't it? And why it grabs so much attention is that these injured service personnel put themselves through it.
Oh, it's tremendous what the individuals are doing. I mean, on my team, we've got 3 amputees, including a double amputee. And I mean, I know how hard it is to pull a sledge to get to the South Pole, and what these guys have had to face just to become physically fit, let alone undergo something as hard as that. I mean, it's just tremendous the courage that these guys are showing.
And they're looking to you as the expert in the field, so does that add the pressure for you?
Yeah, sure, it adds a lot of pressure that they're looking to me as being the expert, and obviously we've got Prince Harry there as well, so yes, there's a degree of pressure, but I'd like to think that all of the team have trained well. We've gone through the drills 1,000,001 times, so I'm confident that we've got a really capable team now.
And you mentioned Prince Harry's going to be there, like, oh, he's just another member of the team. But, I mean, it must be a huge privilege and honour to be partnered up in a team where there's a member of royalty there.
Oh, absolutely. It's an immense honour to have Prince Harry on our team. But, you know, in Northern parlance, he's just a good bloke. You know, he just mucks in. He's a team member. Obviously, when we're in company, we show a huge amount of respect. But when he's with the team, he's just part of the team. He's fantastic.
So you've had the chance to meet him so far already?
Yes, I've had the privilege of sharing a tent a few nights with him, and he's really switched on. His drills are perfect. He totally gets it. He comes from a military background. He totally empathises with all the personnel.
Does he snore?
No, he doesn't snore. We'd had quite a long day. We'd had an 11-hour day and 33 kilometres, so we were all pretty tired.
Looking forward to what you're going to have to face when you get there. What are those conditions going to be like?
We're going to have an air temperature between minus 25 and minus 30, and then we'll probably have quite a lot of wind, which will make it colder. Obviously, deep snow on the plateau. Pulling the sledges through that'll weigh about 80 kilos. That's going to be pretty tough going.
So, I mean, that must have required a huge amount of strength training beforehand.
Yeah, we've been doing lots of training as a team. The team have been absolutely privileged that the North East firm Speedflex have really helped us, given us free access to their gym. The Speedflex system's really helped us because it doesn't put pressure on the limbs and the joints that normal exercise machines do.
And are you looking forward to it?
When I get on the ice, I'll be looking forward to it.
How do you feel about it at the minute?
Well, there's been so much planning, so much preparation. It's been the biggest project I've been involved with, so that's been hard. But once we get going, it'll be fine.